Entertain a motion, matter recess, back into public hearings.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second, Mr. Riley. Question on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Now back in public hearings, Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. Now's the time and place for public hearings that were published for 1:30. The first one is an ordinance to amend Chapter 29, Article I, Sections 29-3B, and it's in regards to Department Head of Emergency Operations and Department Head of Emergency Medical Services to create a new position of Department Head of Public Service. Safety, excuse me, losing my voice. This is the time anyone that would like to speak, they would be able to come forward and address this issue. Mr. Lawson, the county administrator, is going to give a short synopsis of the intent of the proposed ordinance. And then after that, it would be open for council questions and then for any questions or comments by the public. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Council, this is an ordinance that was put forth on April 30th, introduced by County Council. This is a simple update to the personnel code contained in the county code, whereby it updates to reflect what we have done in our public safety department, whereby having a new department head of public safety who will run the Department of Public Safety, which now, as you know, has combined all three elements, emergency management, emergency communications, and emergency medical services, which as a result would allow us to eliminate the position of Department of Emergency Operations, Head of Emergency Operations. So this ordinance reflects that the personnel board, any changes to the personnel ordinance must go before the personnel board. Personnel board met on May 29th here in chambers and voted unanimously to recommend this change to the county administrator to adopt this ordinance as code is required. And now it is up to council to take action on the adoption of this ordinance in today's public hearing. Any questions?
Any questions from any council
members? You need to read the short title before we have the public hearing.
Okay.
Don't you?
No, usually I just do a synopsis of it then before you vote. Read it.
Okay.
What I typically do.
That's fine. Just want to do it legally.
We want to do it legally. That's correct. Is there anyone who would like to address this issue? Anyone who would like to address? If there's no one that would like to comment, operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely who would like to comment?
At this time, there's no one on the line.
Thank you, Mr. President. This time we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We'll close the public hearing. Okay, with council, close the record. Now, Mr. Moore, read short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend Chapter 29, Article I, Section 29-3B, 1 in parens of the Code of Sussex County to eliminate the positions of Department Head of Emergency Operations and Department Head of Emergency Medical Services and to create the new position of Department Head of Public Safety.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? Did we have public comment on, I'm reading something else. Did we have an online people, nobody online?
I asked the operator if there was anyone and she said there was not.
Okay. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Yes, motion carried.
The next matter, Mr. President, is the ordinance for the issuance of general obligation bonds in connection with the Warwick Park Phase 1 project. Mr. Medlars, and he will be given a short presentation, after which we'll open it up to the public.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. Good afternoon, council members. This is the Warwick Park area, and it comprises of Gull Point, Warwick Cove, and Warwick Park. We have broken it down in two phases, Gull Point and Warwick Cove is phase one with the pump station serving the entire area and taking the two community systems offline and pumping them into the Oak Orchard collection system. So the funding for phase one was previously submitted, was in last year's intended use plan for the state of Delaware. This is a loan-only project because we have no significant impact beyond the 1.5% median household income margin. So now we are applying for the phase two, which is the actual park. That application will be filed this month, as a matter of fact, in a few weeks. We're working together closely with finance. On that particular one, we expect a significant portion of loan forgiveness. It also carries the other 50% of the pump station project, which in total is a $2.5 million project. So having said that, the community system, i.e. Gull Point and Warwick Cove, is an all-loan project, hence the debt ordinance for the $1.25 million. The ordinance was introduced, I have to look, April 30th, Council introduced the borrowing ordinance, and today is the required public hearing.
Any questions? If there's not, is there anyone here today that would like to comment on this proposed ordinance?
Thank you.
Anyone that would like to address this proposed ordinance? Seeing none, operator, can you check, see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to comment?
At this time, there is no one on the line.
Mr. President, at this time we can close the public hearing. If council desires, close public record.
We'll close the public hearing. If it's okay with council, close public record. Ask Mr. Morby a short title, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance authorizing the issuance of up to $1,225,000 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County in connection with the Warwick Park Phase 1 project and authorizing all necessary actions in connection therewith.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second, Mr. Schaefer. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Mr. Benson, can I ask Hans a quick Schaefer. Question? This reminded me, it's unrelated. Have you heard anything regarding a potential DENREC project for flood mitigation on River Road? Anybody heard? Spoke to Jim from Coons' office?
Yes.
Did I ask you about that?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it's a Section 219 Army Corps project for Oak Orchard.
Have any idea what the...
They have approved initial funding for whatever they plan on doing with River Road, which I do not know how they're going to prevent flooding on River Road.
Okay, thank you. Sorry about that.
Okay, at this time, I'll read the rules of procedure for County Council zoning hearings. When Council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because Council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County in its zoning land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the commission hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the commission hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, Council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state their reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the Council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak and are present in the chambers, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you participate telephonically, please state your name and address before you give your statement. When you speak, please turn off any electronics and make sure there's no background noise or discussions. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. If testimony is repetitive, then you may be asked to move on to another point or topic. Remember, it's the quality of the testimony that is persuasive, not the quantity. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the council hearing, council will defer action on the application in those cases. And in those cases only, council shall accept and consider written comments from the public on the commission's recommendation to the council for a period of 5 calendar days following the commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. Furthermore, once the record is closed, the council, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, text, or engage in any conversations about the application. Their decision will be made only based on the record established at both the council and commission hearings. And Mr. President, the first case we have today is conditional use number 2439. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a medical building for outpatient services to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 2.24 acres more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Bridgeville Highway, which is Sussex County Route 13, approximately 0.85 miles southwest of Sussex Highway, which is Route 13A. The 911 address is 22540 Bridgeville Highway, Seaford, and the tax parcel ID is District 331, Map 3, Parcel 186.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, and a copy of a survey from the applicant. We also have a copy of a letter received from Delaware Department of Transportation. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note we have received zero comments. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission and its meeting of April 24th of this year. And at the meeting of May 8th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 5 reasons stated and submit to the 7 recommended conditions as outlined within the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion, along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings, is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Any questions from Council? If not, is Dr. Johnson available?
Dr. Eric Johnson, 21006 Wesley Church Road, Seaford, Delaware.
Okay, if you can explain what you're proposing there and why you think council should grant your request, please.
Yes, sir. So what we want to do is open a second office in Seaford, Delaware for mental health services, outpatient services only. We have one office that is across from City Council building. It's the old French Quarter, if you're aware of that building. I don't know if you guys are aware, but you know, Sussex County, especially the west side and Seaford, is in dire need, and it's not well serviced for mental health services, so we're just trying to expand and meet the needs of the area.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions from the council? Did you have anything else to add?
No, sir.
You're using the house that's already on the site?
Yes, sir.
Okay, anything else? If not, if you want to have a seat, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of the application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening online who would like to opine on this matter?
At this time, there is no one on the line.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter and close the public hearing if the council desires.
We'll close public hearing, close public record, to appeal to council. I ask Mr. Moore to read a short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a medical building for outpatient services to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 2.24 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 5, with conditions 6A through G.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
Second.
Mr. Schaefer, questions on the motion? Okay, we'll take the vote. I'll vote first. Based on the reasons and conditions given by planning and zoning, I agree, I'll vote yes. Schaefer?
Based on the recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission, I'll vote yes.
Mrs. Green?
Based on the recommendation of planning and zoning, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Hudson?
I agree with planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Riley?
I also vote yes based on recommendation of planning and zoning.
Conditional use 2439 is approved. Next.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. The next matter is conditional use number 2488. Mr. Whitehouse?
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a water sports recreational facility to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 3.13 acres more or less. The properties are lying on the northeast side of Muddy Neck Road, which is Sussex County Route 361, directly across from the intersection of Muddy Neck Road and Double Bridges Road, which is Sussex County Route 363. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 17, Parcels 15 and Parcel 15.03. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, we have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response letter, we have a copy of a letter received from Delaware Natural Resources and Environmental Control Division of Water Stewardship, and I would note that we have received one comment. I would also note that submitted into the record, we have a recent letter received from the applicant regarding conditions of approval, which is in your paperless packet. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of April 24th of this year, and at the meeting of May 8th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 6 reasons stated and subject to the 7 recommended conditions as outlined within the Commission's motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion, along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings, is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Any questions from Council? If not, I bet you're Mr. Benson. Won't you come up, please?
Thank you, Mr. President and council members. My name is Kelly Benson. My address is 10 North Main Street, Northeast Maryland, 21901. Okay. So I'm the owner of Bay Venture Outfitters. We're a paddle sports and recreation operator up in the town of Northeast Maryland. We're very excited to bring our operation down to the Bethany Beach area. And we're very excited for the opportunity on this parcel due to its location with access to the Aswoman Canal and the Aswoman Wildlife Refuge area directly to the south. We're a very low impact operation, and we intend to offer lots of fun for your residents and visitors. Do you mind if I pull up the presentation?
Sure.
Awesome. So this is just an overview. Do I have control of this, Jamie?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Basically a brief overview of our current operation. So I've incorporated some photos and video, or just photo here of the current operation, and then a few from the area that we're proposing. So our mission is to make the benefits of the outdoors accessible by providing tools and knowledge to safely create fun, memorable, and meaningful experiences and promoting responsible stewardship of our ecosystem. Founded in 2015, we currently operated in the town of Northeast Maryland, so the water there is the most northern point on the Chesapeake Bay. What we currently offer, hourly on-site rentals, off-site rentals and delivery, both of these are kayaks, paddleboards, and bicycles. We do special events, large group reservations. We have seasonal rack storage. We offer basically a 3-2-1 triple pass, so it's a more affordable way to get on the water if you're a regular paddler with us. And then we also have retail items, prepackaged food and beverage, and Bay Venture Outfitters apparel. Just off to the side there, we have been in business for since 2015, and that's just a Google testament to the type of business that we offer and we run. So what sets us apart from other operators? We pride ourselves in having the best customer service. Every paddler gets an intro, so we promote safety, we promote education, and all of that equals having fun out on the water. We include everything. So from the moment you step onto our property, we give you basically all the equipment that you need, everything that you need for your safety, water, you know, a life jacket, etc. And then location. So the location that we have up on the Chesapeake Bay is a fantastic area. It's really suited for paddling and recreation. We actually targeted this site down here mainly because it does give us access to the canal and the recreation area, a wildlife management area, directly to the south. Just a review. This was a couple days ago. So again, a testament to the service that we offer up in Northeast, and something that we really are excited to bring down to the Bethany Beach area. We're a seasonal business, so our paddle sports season runs April to October. We basically have a risk management policy where we open and close depending on water temperature. Our typical days are from 10 to 6. During special events, we will sometimes do sunrise or sunset events, you know, tours, things like that. And our high season is obviously Memorial Day to Labor Day. Our minimum requirements, again, we're a low-impact business. We're really not putting too much into the ground. We're not building anything, per se, that's permanent on the lot. We need a storage structure, some type of building. It could be a shed, something along those lines, for securing business materials and equipment. All of our paddle sports equipment is stored neatly outside. We need a low-risk launching area for paddle sports. We need a parking area for our customers and our Bay Venture equipment and vehicles. Road front signage. Up in Northeast, we have a small motorized vessel for use of our staff, just in case we need to quickly get out on the water. And then restrooms are provided in the form of portable units. Here's the site plan. I know it's small here. So that's the end of the presentation. There are a couple changes that I was hoping for your consideration on the requirements that the Planning and Zoning Commission, and to be quite frank with you, this has been the first time that I've gone through an approval process in Sussex County, and so I was not aware of how specific some of these requirements were going to be. And with that said, basically the ordinance, as it's read in your code, section 115-22 permits conditional uses for recreational facilities privately or commercially operated, such as fishing or boating lake, picnic grounds, dude ranch, accessory facilities, including the sale of food, beverages, bait, incidental supplies, and equipment. So in the back of my mind, that's really what I was thinking that I was going to end up with, was a more broad language than what I did. So the couple amendments that I was hoping for your consideration today, and I don't know if I have paper copies. Do any of you need a paper copy?
If I could have one, please.
Sure.
Thank you.
So it's to amend item 7A. So basically, this is adding bicycles, beach-related, or other recreational equipment. This is obviously a new market for us, and so we want to keep the opportunity to really meet the public need and offer rentals that go beyond necessarily the paddle boards and kayaks. And obviously, bicycles was not included in the original language as well. We currently offer that. The second is basically allowing that motorized vessel for business use onto the property. The second amendment basically is allowing the sales of other incidental items to for the business purpose. So at the forefront, we're a Palace Sports business, but we do have, we sell waters, we sell Cliff Bars, you know, food and beverage along those lines, as well as retail items that are related to the business. And so we want to keep that a little bit broader than the language states. The third item, which isn't in this, is, and forgive me for this, because this is was brought up recently. Item number D, all parking areas shall be shown on the final site plan, and there shall not be any parking within the site's front yard setback. The current setback is 40 feet. And so when we go back to the planning and zoning, we're going to request an amendment or a variance to that so that we can have parking a little bit closer to the road. 40 feet, a 40-foot setback from the road is just a long way, and it's going to really limit our available parking. The majority of the site is marshland, and we only have only so much area that's kind of upland and can be parked on. And so we want to make good use of that space. And that's what I have for you. I'd be happy to take any questions.
Any questions of council?
I have a couple.
Mr. Hudson?
Sure.
The food on 7C says no sales of food or drinks, but you want to do what as far as food goes? I know you said the bars and stuff like that, food bars and stuff. How far do you want to go with that?
What I would like to be able to do is have the flexibility. So obviously, you know, we want to keep this as a recreation facility. So anything would be incidental. But if we were to have an event or something along those lines, the furthest that I would want to take it would be, you know, partnering with like a local food vendor or something along the lines for that event. But we wouldn't have that on any type of daily basis.
Okay. What about alcohol?
No alcohol. They do not mix.
That's what I was just thinking.
No, we wouldn't want to do that. This is mainly for...
Even in an event, no alcohol?
I wouldn't promote it. I would say if we were to do that, we would localize a local business or utilize a local business and say, you know, this is an after thing. But no, I would not need to have alcohol on the property.
Okay. That's good, because that and boating and water sports and booze doesn't really...
Absolutely. It does not. We always say celebrate when you get off the water, but even in Northeast at our location, we don't allow alcohol on the property. And again, you know, if for some, we don't. I mean, yeah, at the end
I
of
know
the
you
day.
Mentioned with 7A, it says no motorized watercraft, but you would like to have one for emergency purposes?
Basically, yes. Yeah. So if we need to get out, if we need to check conditions quickly, if we need to go, you know, help someone who is out on the water.
How big of a vessel would you want?
Currently, we utilize a 13-foot, like a little Boston whaler up at our location. I'll tell you that the area that is on site right now would not really permit anything larger than that anyways.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. So something small, you know, it's... Yes, a small vessel that we could use for business purposes.
How big of a motor?
Right now we've got a 40 horse, which is plenty on the boat that we have.
That's just plenty big on a 13-foot boat.
Right, yeah, exactly. And so that was just that was not a specification when we were like purchasing that vessel. It just happened to be what it is. For this location, I think we would be, you know, much more looking at kind of like a dinghy-sized vessel or some type of inflatable, you know, with a 10 horse or lower.
Okay, because if we approve this, I would say no 40 horse motor.
That's fine.
Yeah, a pretty big motor in that ditch.
Oh, right it is. There. Yes. No, absolutely. No, we would not. Mm-mm.
I know that area pretty well. I know the water pretty well around there. The parking, Mr. Whitehouse, is a 40 foot setback in the front for there.
Correct.
And I don't know how deep that property is. Looking at it, I'm trying to guess in my own mind how deep that property is for parking.
So this will do an OQ job, Jamie. I can also pull up that aerial view, or if you have the aerial view on the GIS.
Okay, but a lot of that's wetlands, though.
Right.
I don't know. I'm just thinking about her.
So, in general, with the grade of the property, everything that is light here. Perfect. Okay, so you can actually see, I mean, this has been previously used. There's been like a lot of construction vehicles and things that I feel like over the years have used it. But you can kind of see this box that follows here. Everything else beyond that is a lot of phragmites, and to be honest with you, the ground is, especially in the springtime, pretty soggy back there. So your truly good, non-impactful area is going to be, you know, in this realm. And so you can kind of see, you know, this is the extent of where we would probably want the parking. Like, I'm not trying to have vehicles right up on the road. 40 feet would just eliminate probably one.
Yeah, I rode down there the other day, and I'm thinking that it's not very deep.
It's not very deep. It's not very deep. And one of our, just an ethic of ours is, you know, we're excited about this parcel because it's going to stay the way that it is for the most part. And so to have our seasonal use, we really want to stay within, you know, the areas that are going to be suitable for vehicles.
Mr. Whitehouse, what would be suitable?
That's what I was, yeah, exactly.
So the condition as it's worded right now says that there shall not. So it gives the commission no discretion whatsoever to approve it. If the commission is modified, the commission still has the discretion to allow some parking in the front yard setback. I would just note that looking at the area, that there's nothing in the area that's already parking in the front yard setback. And when you allow one, you have to allow, the commission may have to allow others. So if the condition were modified to remove the shall not wording, the commission would still have the power to say, well, we'll allow some, but not completely into the front yard setback. The closer it is to the road, the more unfavorable the commission will look at it. So, but to remove the wording from the condition would still have the protection that the commission would be able to review any proposals later on.
So if we just remove the one word shall, so it's and there not be any parking within the front yard setback, are you saying that gives them the discretion, or should we just remove the whole parking in the front yard setback?
It would be clear to remove all of it, and then that gives the commission more room to maneuver.
Agreed.
And I'll probably come back. My ask will probably be in the 20 to 25 feet range is what I believe would give us what we need to do.
Okay. Well, that would be part of your site plan at that point.
Right. Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long ago did they buy the parcel?
Okay.
How long ago did you buy the parcel?
So the parcel's under a lease to own.
Is that with Joy next door?
It is not. Joy next door has been fantastic.
Okay.
But yes, no, it's a lease to own. So if all things go well, the option to purchase would be this winter.
Okay. All right. That's all I have. Thank you.
More questions, Council?
Do you have your own entrance?
So the entrance currently exists. That entrance is actually placed over the one that's on the lot right now. Delaware Department of Transportation has granted us a temporary for the season.
Yeah, I read that.
And then what we will go ahead and do is upon actual acquisition of the property, we'll come back and turn that temporary into a permanent. But we want to make sure that it works before we invest the money that's going to be.
Sure.
Question, Council?
And so the only thing that I would leave with you is the feasibility of me getting this business off of the ground is really going to depend on, you know, a quick decision. A delay is going to really eat into my season. And so obviously I want you all to be comfortable, but speediness would be really great.
Okay, thank you. Is there, you can have a seat. Is there anyone here, which I'm not seeing them, that would like to speak for this project? If not, is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition? Seeing none, operator, is there anyone listening online that would like to opine on this matter?
At this time, there's no one on the line.
Okay, thank you, operator. Before we read the short talk, I had one question briefly. D, you indicated that you wanted to make a change to D. Was that the one? Oh, I see it. It's back to parking. Answer my own question. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close the public record. Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a water sport recreational facility to be located on certain parcels of land lying being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 3.13 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 6, with conditions 7A through G. And it's my understanding there may be some amendments.
I have one, possibly two amendments, sir, and they're short.
All right, let's do the first one.
Okay, the one would be the parking. I'd like to see the sentence, where is it? I'm looking at it right now, I can't see it. About parking in the front setback, I'd like to just eliminate that for now.
So it would read, D would then read, all of the parking areas shall be shown on the final site plan, period.
That's correct, yes. That would be my amendment on that.
And this motion, Mr. Hudson, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Any questions on the motion? This is the amendment only. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mr. Green?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I'll be able to carry next.
The one thing about the motorized watercraft, and I'd like to see on 7A, get rid of no motorized watercraft, but only a motorized watercraft used for emergencies and other situations where they need to get out to a paddleboarder or a kayaker, and that the motor be no bigger than a, I don't know, 25-horse motor or a 20-horse motor.
Okay. If I may comment, Mr. Hudson.
Yes, sir.
I believe that he also indicated there were other reasons to go out, so they could run out to check water conditions before they would send kayakers.
Okay, yes. Only. Yes,
so it's not just go out there retrieve.
Yes, sir.
And there was also a request to add bicycles, beach-related, or other recreational equipment also in that. Did you desire to? That was in the same one.
It's in the same one. Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I forgot
so
that.
7A would be then amended, and you see if this reads right to you, Mr. Hudson. The use shall be limited to the use as a paddleboard, kayak, bicycles, beach-related, or other recreational equipment rental and water sports launch facility. No motorized watercraft shall be permitted on the site or accessing waterways from the site unless for business purposes. And then added, the motorized watercraft shall be less than 25 horsepower.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you.
Okay.
That's your motion?
That is my motion.
Motion, Mr.
Or amendment.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Question on the motion. This is the amendment only again.
Yes.
Green.
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. There was one other request. Was for food, and what the proposal was to add on item C, instead of no sales of food or drinks shall be permitted from the site, add to that instead sale, including sale of food, beverages, bait, incidental supplies, equipment, and other retail items shall be limited and incidental to the primary use as a recreational and launching facility.
Yes, sir.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second, Mr. Schaefer, on the amendment only. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, motion carried. Is that all your amendments, sir?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Moore, if you'd read the short title again, please, as amended.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a water sport recreational facility to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 3.13 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 6, with conditions 7A through G, as amended by this council.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
I agree with planning and zoning, and I vote yes as amended.
Schaefer.
Well, I vote yes as amended based on a recommendation of Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mrs. Green?
I'll vote yes based on a recommendation of Planning and Zoning as amended.
Mr. Riley?
Also vote yes based on recommendation of Planning and Zoning as amended.
I also agree with Planning and Zoning's reasons and conditions as amended by council. I'll vote yes. Motion carried. And a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second, Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
All right, well, yeah, we're now adjourned. Thank everybody.